You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulotz. A federal judge has ruled that Wisconsin must give back pay to disabled workers who were denied unemployment payments because they received disability payments through Social Security. The court order requires the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development to create a process for residents who were denied unemployment benefits between September of 2015 and this past July to receive the payments. The judge ruled the state law that was used to prevent those residents from collecting unemployment benefits intentionally discriminated against them. A recent report from the Department of Veterans Affairs Office found that all three of Wisconsin's Veteran Affairs hospitals are struggling with worker shortages. The issue is not exclusive to Wisconsin, with the report finding workforce shortages at nearly every VA facility across the country. The report also noted that the Thoma VA Medical Center in western Wisconsin is in need of several doctors in addition to its nursing shortage. Despite the shortages, the Department of Veterans Affairs is planning to cut nearly 30,000 jobs at the end of the month. The Groundwater Coordinating Council has shared its recommendations for continuing to protect the state's waterways with the Wisconsin State Legislature. According to a press release from the Department of Natural Resources, the Council's recommendations are focused on growing water quality issues in the state, including addressing contamination issues for PFAS, pesticides, and nitrates. The Council also recommended new efforts with local agencies to identify sustainable water sources and develop a regional framework to manage water withdrawals. Many 4-H members showed their animals at the Richland County Fair on Thursday. In the sheep show, Annabeth Sprecher was named the senior showman, Casey Wanick was the intermediate showman, and Bristol Nielsen was the beginner showman. The grand champion market lamb was shown by Casey Wanick, and the reserve grand champion market lamb was shown by Ethan Berkram. The overall grand champion ewe was shown by Bristol Nielsen. Brindlin Knabel had the overall reserve grand champion ewe, and Riley Banker had the overall grand champion ram. Riley Banker also had the champion commercial ewe and ram, and Brindlin Knabel had the champion hair breed ewe. In the goat show, the senior showman award went to Ella Hillebrand, and Casey Wanick was named intermediate showman. The grand champion market goat was shown by Casey Wanick, and the reserve grand champion market goat was shown by Aubrey Imhoff. Joe Matthews had the grand champion dairy goat and the reserve grand champion dairy goat, and Ella Hillebrand had both the champion and reserve champion meat type breed. In the beef heifer show on Thursday, the grand champion female of beef show went to Riley Wanick, and the reserve champion went to Ethan Berkram. The champion Angus went to Ethan Berkram, champion Janina to Riley Banker, champion commercial to Kinley Frost, champion Hereford to Lydia Lassicky, champion Simmental to Raylin Ragsdale, champion any other breed to Riley Wanick. The champion cow-calf pair went to Riley Banker, and the reserve champion cow-calf pair went to Alexis Carter. The Richland County Beef Producers Heifer Program Awards went to champion Riley Banker and reserve champion Desiree Busher. A recent report from the Department of Veterans Affairs Office found that all three of Wisconsin's Veteran Affairs hospitals are struggling with worker shortages. The issue is not exclusive to Wisconsin, with the report finding workforce shortages at nearly every VA facility across the country. The report also noted that the Thoma VA Medical Center in western Wisconsin is in need of several doctors in addition to its nursing shortage. Despite the shortages, the Department of Veterans Affairs is planning to cut nearly 30,000 jobs at the end of the month. The Groundwater Coordinating Council has shared its recommendations for continuing to protect the state's waterways with the Wisconsin State Legislature. According to a press release from the Department of Natural Resources, the Council's recommendations are focused on growing water quality issues in the state, including addressing contamination issues for PFAS, pesticides, and nitrates. The council also recommended new efforts with local agencies to identify sustainable water sources and develop a regional framework to manage water withdrawals. Although tornadoes, fires, floods, and other emergencies can't be controlled, but taking the time to plan and prepare can reduce their impacts. Governor Tony Evers has declared September as Preparedness Month in Wisconsin to emphasize the need for individuals, families, and communities to prepare for disasters and emergencies. Preparedness is something to build up to, not something that will happen overnight. Take time this month to start or continue your or your family's journey towards resilience. Know what disasters and potential risks that could happen where you live, work, or go to school. Make sure you have multiple ways to receive alerts. You can receive alerts in several ways, including a trusted weather app, wireless emergency alerts, local news, or community alert systems such as Nixle or Code Red. Develop a family emergency plan that includes what to do in the event an emergency or disaster forces you to remain at home for several days or you are forced to leave your home. Make sure the plan is practiced. Create an emergency supply kit, such as a first aid kit, non-perishable food, water, and flashlights. Remember to think about medical needs and don't forget to include supplies for your pets. Make sure they are in waterproof and portable containers so you can take them with you in case you need to leave your home. Review your home and vehicle insurance policies to make sure you have adequate coverage during an emergency or disaster. As fall arrives, it is important to consider mitigation steps you can take to reduce the risk of potential disasters to your home. Preparedness Month is recognized every September across the country as part of the Federal Emergency Management Agency's Ready campaign. This year's theme, Preparedness Starts at Home, focuses on steps we can all take at home to be more resilient communities in the event of an emergency. I'm Joanne Krulotz.
It's the Brewers and the Rangers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers and the Lone Star State tonight, opening a three-game series against the Texas Rangers. Milwaukee with a 10-2 win over the Pirates yesterday in Pittsburgh, completing a three-game sweep. Manager Pat Murphy says that 23-year-old Jacob Mizorowski learned a few lessons pitching into the seventh inning.
I can only tell you this is a great learning experience for him, and he answered the bell today and did a very, very nice job.
College football, the Badgers now preparing to play number 19th-ranked Alabama. This Wisconsin beating Middle Tennessee State 42-10 over the weekend. The Packers celebrating a decisive 27-13 win over the Lions. Matt LaFleur grateful to the 77,000 fans who attended, but didn't like there were so many Lions fans in the stands.
The fans that showed up brought great energy, and the fans that sold their tickets to all those Lions fans got to be better.
That's the Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're game for making some early plans for Valentine's Day 2026, there is a new softcore adult film that hits the big screen on that special day. It's called Wuthering Heights. That's right, this classic novel from the 1800s fell into the hands of Saltburn writer-director Emerald Fennell, who better to adapt Emily Bronte and add some Cinemax runch. According to the New York Post, social media users compare the trailer to 50 Shades of Grey, with many calling it softcore porn. These days, that will most likely get more butts in the seats than a highbrow retelling of an 1847 literary classic. Wuthering Heights stars Margot Robbie, who is also producing the film, and Jacob Elordi, who is a contributor to part of the infamous bathtub scene in Saltburn. Fennell's other credits include the show Killing Eve, which was a bit over the top but a fun watch, and Promising Young Woman, which was excellent. Form your own opinion of the new iteration of Wuthering Heights by heading to the Google and checking out the trailer. Spike Lee's new film, Highest to Lowest, starring Denzel Washington, was supposed to be a wide release in theaters a couple weeks ago, but the game plan changed. Instead, it was released in a limited run, but is now available to stream. This is the fifth time Lee and Washington have worked together. Highest to Lowest is a thriller that tells the story of a music mogul played by Washington who is being ransomed. The film had its premiere at Cannes, but as of September 5th, you can now see it for free, sort of, if you have Apple TV. I recently discussed the kids' show Bluey on Nightlight with my civic media colleague, Stuart J. Waddles. During the interview, we talked about this great show that he watches with his kids. It's funny, sweet, and sort of hypnotic in moments. Well, Stuart, his kids, and all fans of Bluey will be happy to know there is a feature film version on the way. If you haven't seen Bluey, prepare to be dazzled. Disney and BBC have announced that it will hit the big screen August 6th of 2027. Rarely do you see a documentary where there is nothing negative said about the subject. That's because many documentarians pride themselves on their objectivity. Having said that, apparently there is nothing negative in a new documentary about actor-comedian John Candy because he was such a swell guy. I Like Me is directed by Colin Hanks, who never shared the silver screen with Candy, but his dad Tom starred opposite Candy in Splash and Volunteers. Something interesting viewers will learn about Candy in this doc was that John Candy, who weighed over 300 pounds, never liked to get easy laughs because of his weight and refused, when asked, to do scenes shirtless. He was funny enough and relied on his incredible talent as an actor and comedian. John Candy died in his sleep on the set of Wagons East in 1994 at the age of 43. I Like Me drops on Prime October 10th. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. After the chilly temperatures as of late, warmer readings are on the way this week. Partly sunny and a high in the low 70s today. Some showers and storms late tonight and into tomorrow. Low tonight, mid-50s, high in the mid-70s tomorrow. Right now it's 48.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.